In Miami's Cuban-American community, celebrations broke out earlier this week with the news that Fidel Castro had handed over power temporarily. Now the euphoria has given way to a cold realization that real change in Cuba may still be many years away. From Miami, NPR's Greg Allen reports that few Cuban-Americans are making plans to return to Cuba anytime soon.
The streets have been cleared, the parties are long over, but Fidel Castro, his health, and the future of Cuba is, as ever, a prime topic of conversation in Miami.
Well, my personal opinion is Fidel is dead.
Arnie Urena's opinion is one shared by many Cuban-Americans here. And some believe Fidel Castro's brother, Raul, is in hiding in fear of a coup. Miguel Nin expresses another widely held belief.
Nothing is going to change. For the time being, I don't think nothing is going to change.
Urena and Nin are part of the lunch coffee crowd at La Carreta, a busy meeting spot for Cuban Americans in Miami's Westchester neighborhood. It was a celebration that started here that shut down a major crosstown artery on Tuesday night. Inside La Carreta's coffee bar, employees pour small cups of Cuban coffee. At the counter outside, customers gather for coffee and pastries, and as one man notes, to try to fix the world. Arnie Urena was one of many Cuban teenagers who came to the U.S. in the early 1960s as part of the Operation Pedro Pan airlift. And like many of that first generation of Cuban exiles, he hasn't been back.
I would like to visit my country, but this is my country right now. My children are here. They have grown up as a Cuban-American, both of them. This is their land.
Dario Moreno says that's one of the major differences between Cuban exiles who came to the U.S. in the 1960s and those who came in the 1990s or later. Moreno is an associate professor at Florida International University who's long studied the Cuban community here. He says newcomers are much more likely to stay in touch with relatives in Cuba, sending money back and visiting whenever possible.
The people who have been here the longest are going to view Cuba in terms maybe a place that I might invest in. Older Cuban Americans who were born in Cuba might look at Cuba as a place they might eventually retire to. Recent arrivals are the ones that are, I think, going to be in many ways the bridge between the exile community and Cubans in Cuba.
Eric Molina is one of those recent arrivals. He came over from Cuba in 1994. This week, he was at a celebration on Miami's Cayo Hocho with his 16-year-old daughter, Lisette. Even though she was just 4 when she left her homeland, she knows it well and has been back with her father to visit several times. For them, the possibility that Cuba may soon enter a post-Castro era has personal meaning.
We'll go back to our island whenever we want to. It's freedom, freedom. That's freedom. What we want, freedom.
I am American now. I am American. But what she say is my roots too. Then if I want to go there, I go. I can here again and can go free.
Dario Moreno says Fidel Castro's handover of power is another reminder that the generation that fought the Cuban Revolution, both the winners and the losers, are passing from the scene. Among the next generation of leaders in Havana and in Miami, Moreno says there's more flexibility and less personal animosity. And that, he says, could ultimately be the key to better relations between the U.S. and Cuba. Greg Allen, NPR News, Miami.